Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
This is the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and I am your host, Chad Soash. We are cheese-free today, and you are welcome. But in Cheeseman's place, we are welcoming, guess who, kids? Madeline Lorano, founder at Aptitude Research. Welcome back to the show, Madeline. What's been going on?
Thanks, Chad. Thanks for having me back. It's always great to catch up with you here.
You have been busy this year. I mean, this is actually your fourth time on the show. So that makes four reports. How many reports are you going to have just within this year?
Yeah. So by the time the year is over, there'll be around 15. And I don't know how.
What?
I don't know how we're going to get through the next month, but somehow I will.
Oh, and they are sexy. Let me tell you, if you have not downloaded one of these things, man, you need to take some time and enjoy. Anyway, so I tell you what, let's go ahead and let's have some fun with this new report. You good with that?
Yeah, sounds great. Nope.
Okay, let's dig in. All right. The state of high volume recruitment, data trends and strategies for high volume hiring success. Okay, cool. High volume, we hear it all over the place.
Yep.
Different people have different definitions. What was your definition going into this? Because obviously that's the first thing you do, right? It's like, okay, let's define this. What is it to you? What is it for this report?
It was interesting because I think when I think high volume, I always think hourly. Like that's where I go.
Yeah.
Like that's where my mind has always gone. And I think about the industries that I would call high volume industries or retail, hospitality, food service. And doing this, that's like the first question we asked in the survey, like define high volume. And 65% of respondents said they have some high volume needs today. So it's not just hourly. You know, only a third of respondents defined it as hourly. Like it's the number of, you know, applications you receive, it's, you know, the volume you're doing. Only 10% define it as gig. I think a lot of people think it's just gig workers.
Wow.
So it's kind of all over there.
It's just anything where you have, is it high turnover or is it high growth or is it both?
It's high growth, I think. I think it could be both, but I think it's you're receiving this number of applicants for each position that some people define it as 1,000, some people define it more than that.
Okay.
But it's this, you know, this volume that I think after the pandemic, we're seeing all these industries dealing with both, right? Dealing with retention plus this huge spike in their hiring needs.
Okay. So according to the research, 65%, as you had said, of companies have high volume recruitment needs. Are they using the same tech? What's the big hiccup for them right now? We're hearing so many things. It's wages. It's tech. What the heck is it?
It's a lot of things. I mean, I think the first issue is it's so complex. Like we're taking the hiring process, which is already too complex for professional hiring, and we're trying to apply that to high volume when you need to fill these positions quickly and you need a simple experience. And that just hasn't been the case. Like most of the technology is technology that we're using outside of high volume. So if a traditional ATS is going to be like your bread and butter for hiring high volume, and you have 45 minutes to complete the application process, you're going through a cumbersome process, you've got an assessment, that's another 45 minutes that's integrated with your ATS, you've lost everyone. And you're not filling those positions in 2 weeks, let alone 2 days.
So corporate America can't be that stupid, right? They can't. They've got to understand that, and they've got to know right out of the gate that these are entirely different people who engage entirely different with applicant tracking systems or whatever, right? The entire apply process. I mean, we even knew this back in the day when we would have to go in, let's say, for instance, like Burger King. When I was 15, I had to fill out a paper application, right? I mean, that was different than, you know, maybe 10 years later when I was going after maybe a mid-level management position. So, I mean, why? We knew things were different back then. Why are we trying to throw everybody into the same process today?
Yeah, I think there's a couple different things. I think the first is like people don't realize there is better technology. Like there are, like we didn't have that option either when we had like the paper, you know, applications that we'd go in and submit, or the kiosk. Remember the kiosks? Like that was the big technology trend. It was like, oh, now you've got a kiosk and it's you can enter your information.
Boat anchor.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, we've evolved quite a bit and there are solutions out there. I mean, conversational AI, there's, you know, ATS is just designed for high volume needs, which is very new and very different. And I think a lot of companies just gravitate toward the same systems and they don't realize there's this whole market growing outside of that.
Right. Well, I mean, there are gig platforms, there are high volume platforms, and then there are your really your core talent platforms. I hate calling them ATSs. They're your like your real core talent platforms, but they're not the same. So what I'm hearing from you and what you found in the research is that old style, you know, cryptic ATS, that's not enough for what companies need to actually hire for high volume.
Yeah, exactly. It's not enough. And it's providing a really old, you know, hiring experience for candidates. They're going to leave. They're not going to finish, you know, and move along in the process. And I think people are seeing that. Like we found drop-off rates were, you know, a third of them are happening at the apply process. So you're losing just in the apply process, you're losing all these people, but they happen pretty consistently throughout. And it's, you know, it's everything from the experience is so poor to, you know, the finding out about a pay, like, which is, you know, another big issue.
Talk about that. I mean, pay, we hear all over the place that wages are an issue. Yeah. What did the report find out?
Yeah, that like 46% of companies are losing talent once they find out about pay. And that often happens way down in the process. Like, so you've got, you know, you've gone through the recruitment marketing, you're advertising these jobs and everybody's like advertising and spending a ton of money on advertising.
Right.
You get through the apply, you can shorten the apply process. You can keep it at 45 minutes, whatever you're doing, you've got the apply process, you're moving people along. And then they find out when they get the offer that their pay is not, and then they're not showing up on the first day or they're getting other offers. And, you know, companies are doing everything from let's pay someone to, you know, to take an interview. Like, have you heard this? Like $100 for people to come in for an interview, or, you know, the minimum wage is $17 an hour or whatever it's at. And to me, it's like an issue of transparency too. Like, can we just have these conversations much earlier? Why do we have to wait?
And how pissed off would you be as a candidate? Okay, so companies need to think of it, and this is where we've fallen down for decades. We have to think of it from the candidate side of the house. How pissed off would you be as a candidate going through the process, whether you're a gold medalist, silver medalist, or in 6 months, you might be one of those, right? And how you would not ever want to interact with that brand, let alone buy anything from that brand moving forward.
Oh yeah.
Right. This is a brand conversation as much as it is a tech conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And think about it even from the manager's perspective. It's like you need someone in 2 days. Like it has to be done, or 2 weeks, or whatever your time frame is. You're overwhelmed. You need to build this team. And you think that you've moved someone so far along the process, it's a no-brainer. They're joining. You've told everybody. Everybody's excited on your team. Everybody's prepared for it. And yet they don't show up on the first day.
And they don't show up because you weren't transparent right out of the gate.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about quality and what that means to actual efficiency, getting people in the door, obviously retention, those types of things.
Yeah, I think, you know, the metric we always think of in high volume is like efficiency. It has to be done. I mean, I've been even talking about that. Like we'd want 2 weeks, we want 2 days. Yeah. There are all these examples out there. And efficiency is so important. It's not to take that away, but quality is also important. And I think people don't often realize that. They think it's just, you know, it's just a time to fill metric here in high volume, but quality is just as important. And, you know, when companies are thinking about their strategy or how they define quality and the technology they use, it has to be laser focused in on that quality too, because we've got the other side, right? With high volume, like we're talking about recruitment, but there's the whole great resignation, like retention and whatever you want to call it or talk about. But people are losing talent like crazy right now.
Candidate experience, which, you know, we talked about, that has been a huge buzz term in our industry, and rightly so. But in a landscape like you're talking about now, where it's harder to find recruiters than it is to fill tech positions, we're putting an anchor around recruiters' necks Number right. one, because they, we talk about the candidate experience and the process they have to go through. If you look at some of these recruiting processes that these individuals have to go through, it's even worse. So they have systems that they have to jump from tab to tab. It's ugly. I mean, and who wants to look at something that's ugly all day? I mean, right. come on. I have to look at Cheeseman. I get sick of it sometimes. Anyway, why aren't we talking about recruiter experience as much right. as we talk about candidate experience?
Absolutely. And the technology that supports the recruiter experience, like
yes.
where do, like a talent acquisition leader is going to buy a set of solutions to support the team, but where do recruiters spend time that helps them do their job and provides a good experience for them? Those two things are often very different things.
Right.
And and we don't talk about the recruiter experience enough. I mean, they're reviewing applicants, they're scheduling calls. I mean, these are all things that are not enjoyable ways to spend hours and hours and hours of your day.
I hate going to my calendar and trying to coordinate with somebody else's calendar, which is why I have a bot.
Yes. Yes, exactly. There you go.
It's, I don't understand why this isn't just the process methodology in itself isn't just standard. So near future state, doesn't this research point to systems that cater more to one type of job and providing relevant experience for different positions and individuals?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's some technology that's just really been fantastic for high volume, right? Like uh-huh. we talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
You look outside of the ATS, like programmatic. I think we've talked about programmatic on every podcast I've been on with you because, yeah. I mean, the use case for high volume is tremendous. It's saving time, saving recruiters time, is providing expertise, it's showing value in ROI. Mm-hmm. Conversational AI is the same thing. It's like you're using conversational AI to support and assist in all the work that you're doing as a recruiting team or a manager team. And you've got that support system with you. And, these areas, AI matching is another one. We've got a report coming out on that too, but that is a way to, improve that experience. It's not just for the candidate, it's for hiring teams as well.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
The big question for me is after we take a look back and we find ourselves where we are today, and I don't see that we've moved that much with this conversation. Do we think that talent acquisition professionals are savvy enough to actually pull this off? Because we're not talking about a single system. We're talking about multiple systems. We're talking about integrated stacks. Do we need to go further into tech and marketing for help on this?
It's always, I think, a good idea to go and partner with marketing because they've done this and they've built these, robust tech systems
lead gen
tech stacks. Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's always a great approach is to look at what other parts of the business are doing. But mm-hmm. I do think we're seeing these pockets in TA of companies that have done this, mm-hmm. and are starting to think this way. I mean, I feel like I always talk about McDonald's, but it's, I think they've done a great job of kind of building out not just McHire, but the transformation they've gone through and the tech stack they're putting in place is not a tech stack that's going to be used at JP Morgan. It's very specific to what their needs are. I mean, Lowe's is doing the same thing with Rob Doherty. Like they, are very smart and strategic about what he's building. Kyle's doing the same thing at GM. So I think we're starting to see this happen.
Yeah.
And the more we have those examples we can talk about.
Yeah. Well, I hope we start seeing McDonald's has spent money on tech. There's no question. Right. I think the balance is for companies like them, they have to start spending money on people. And that's what the report is actually demonstrating is that you can't just, we have to find equilibrium, right? You can't just spend money on one side of the equation and hope that everything turns out okay, because that's just not the world that we're living in. So out of this entire report, and again, let's tease it because I want people to download it, read it. What was the number one thing that you actually pulled out of this that you'd want to throw out to TA and professionals and vendors today?
That's a great question. I think getting back to what you started with the definition of high volume, I think there are companies out there that don't realize that they are in this crisis today, a high volume crisis, if you will,
right now
in this moment. That's just not how they identify. They don't think they're hourly companies. I think if the biggest aha for me is that how pervasive this high volume topic is and how companies are still using these very traditional recruitment strategies or candidate, you know, relationships or technology to support that. I think the first step is we really have to look at what high volume is and then realize there is a better way. Most companies are not doing the better way in terms of, you know, treating people like humans and also using the right strategies and technology.
No, I agree 100%. My takeaway was that we as talent acquisition professionals need to adopt quick and we have to fail fast, right? I mean, that's one of the things that we've always been associated to risk because we're under HR and we hate to fail, but we don't move forward. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, I've made fun of McDonald's over the years for doing, but they've been brave enough to fail fast, right?
And
they will trash whatever's not working and they will evolve. But what I got from this report is if companies don't understand exactly what you were just talking about, understand the gig economy, what high volume actually means, and they start to morph and evolve, not just in their brain, but in their processes and in their tech, and they don't do it quickly, they are going to lose, and they're going to lose bigly.
Yeah, bigly. And it's happening, right? We're seeing it happen already. These companies are losing and they're missing out. And I think the other piece that goes along with all of this, and we talk about, I mean, you talk about this all the time, is this candidate care mentality. It's like we saw it during the pandemic. It's like people were a little bit more compassionate and a little bit more understanding to candidates and recruiters.
Right.
But is this going to carry over and continue? I mean, I hope so, but I'm fearful that, you know, we go back to some of the old ways and we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I think that we focus on not just nurturing candidates, which we don't do well, but we nurture employees and we don't just talk about internal mobility. We actually understand that promoting within the ranks is a necessity. I mean, there's so many things that we need to do in high volume and in the entire organization. Well, Madeline, I appreciate you bringing this amazing report to the show, talking a little bit about it. But, you know, where can people actually find out more about this? Where can they download it? Where can they read it? And where can they send it to their friends?
Oh, thanks for asking. AptitudeResearch.com. We just got a new website. Mm-hmm. Should be super easy to find. It's right under the research tab. And share away. It's free.
Excellent. That's Madeline Lorano, founder at Aptitude Research. Madeline, thanks once again. We appreciate it. And you've got more coming up. So look forward to having you back on the show.
Thanks, Chad.
Excellent. We out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? A podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue. Nacho. Pepper Jack. Swiss. So many cheeses, and not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.chadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
You've got questions, we've got answers. Business leadership, ownership, and sales can be challenging. Tune into the Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast to learn from the world's experts. Join me, your host, Diane Helbig, as I chat with people who have expertise in various areas of business. You'll enjoy the lively conversations that are focused on providing you with the ideas, tips, and suggestions you need to realize greater success. Get what you need for your business when you need it from the people who have the answers. Accelerate Your Business Growth is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.